Chapter 35. Jin's planet hopper emerged from hyperspace with a stomach-dropping lurch. She didn't need the alarms blaring throughout the ship to know that something was wrong. She silenced them and flipped on the comlink for Akshaya's freighter. Static. They may have been delayed jumping to light speed. Or the explosion that pushed Jin's shuttle as she entered hyperspace may have set them off course. But Hatter and Akshaya had the port ship. They knew where to meet up. Meanwhile, Jin had to dock as soon as possible, preferably before whatever had damaged her shuttle could leave her stranded. Jin checked out the ship's analytics. She was definitely leaking fuel. Not a good situation. The five-point system was a group of five small planets, closer together than normal. In the center was a space station, one that could not be reached by a direct hyperspace route, as the gravitational force of the star system constantly altered its location just enough to make it dangerous to approach too quickly, without the ability to alter course. Jin set her course for the station. All the planets in the five-point system were inhabited, but Jin knew she'd find help more easily in the central station. The space between the stars felt infinite. Limping to the station with no comms from Hatter and the warning lights blaring on the shuttle made Jin paranoid. She paced the small planet hopper, praying that it held together at the seams long enough to deposit her somewhere safe. The five-point system was far enough into the outer rim that the Empire hadn't quite reached there yet, but Jin knew it was only a matter of time.
The Empire spread and spread, like a Dothnian slime, creeping over every star system, infecting every planet.
If school hadn't been safe, nowhere would ever be safe. The console in the planet's hopper's cockpit was nothing but flashing lights and warnings by the time Jin hailed the station. Ponta 2 to 5-point station, Jin said into the comm unit, hoping that at least worked.
5 points, copy, Ponta 2. Our scans show ship damage.
The voice sounded tinny, almost bored.
Yeah, a little, Jin said as another warning flashed across the main screen. Permission to dock?
Granted.
Before the comm link severed, Jin said,
Has an SC-3000 freighter docked already? Its call sign is Ponta 1. I was separated from my...
She paused.
Family.
She waited on the edge of her seat. After a moment, the voice cracked over the intercom.
No record of SC-3000 freighter on file, and I've certainly not seen one of those ancient rigs in a long time.
The station sent Jin a landing code, and Jin pointed the planet hopper to the waiting port.
They're fine, she told herself.
There was an odd, hissing, crunching sound as Jin docked. A few port workers rushed forward, one with a fire extinguisher hose already foaming and pointing at the ship's hull. Jin grabbed her few belongings and headed off the ship.
Looks like you flew through hell, a port worker said, as a droid linked into the ship's mainframe.
Something like that, Jin said.
She stared at the planet hopper glumly. She'd hoped that when she, Akshaya, and Hatter remade their lives off of school, they'd be able to use the planet hopper to do smaller runs, diversify their income, or even sell it. It was worth nothing but scrap now.
Docking fees are, the port worker started.
Take the ship.
Jin hated to say it, but whatever the fees were, she knew she couldn't pay them, and the ship wasn't worth it. She'd long before given Akshaya the credits she'd earned from selling the ship she'd taken from Tamsi Prime. Stupid. She should have asked for some back before they'd escaped. But it hadn't occurred to her that they'd be separated. The port worker marked something on his file.
Your comm indicated another ship was coming?
Yeah.
Jin squinted at the hull of the planet hopper.
Will that ship be scrap as well?
She shook her head.
There was an explosion as we entered hyperspace, and we were separated. But I'm sure everything's fine, she said slowly.
She crept closer. The extinguisher foam was dissipating, exposing a chunk of metal that had ripped into the side of her shuttle.
Names? The port worker asked.
SC-3000,
carrying Akshaya and Hada Ponta, Jin said. Her voice sounded hollow to her own ears. The port worker noted the names.
Confirmed. No one by those identifications has docked here yet.
Jin stepped past the droids clustered near the damaged hull. The metal embedded in the planet hopper was clearly a part of a ship. Something ripped right off the side. The explosion. It must have hit another ship. But the metal wasn't black, like the TIE fighters that had been chasing them, nor silver and yellow like the Y-wings. The swath of burnt, shredded metal was roughly twice as big as Jin. The steel twisted like a claw, curled into the planet hopper. And there was writing there. Half a hand-painted mandala, and the letters O-N-E. All that remained of the Ponta One.
You'll need to register at the front desk, the port worker called to Jin. I'll put a flag on the names you said, so you'll be alerted to your family's arrival. What was your name?
Jin looked up blankly.
Your name, the port worker pressed.
Tanith, Jin said absently. Saw had trained her too well to register her real name with any authority.
Tanith Ponta, the port worker said, recording her name. If you'll come this way.
The explosion that pushed her into hyperspace. Into safety. A ship exploding just behind her. The Ponta One.
Miss, the port worker called.
When Jin didn't move, he approached.
Are you okay, Miss Ponta?
Jin nodded mutely. He moved down the row, heading toward the arrival station. Jin followed, but she didn't hear any of his prattling. The droids walking across the metal surface of the docking port, the chatter of workers, the hiss of tools, the glugging of fuel lines. None of it reached Jin. For her, there was nothing but the empty, gaping maw where her heart had been.